Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. I know we can't gather in person for worship, but we're glad we can gather this way and we're glad you're with us today. We'll remind you again that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in this worship service, and we invite you to get your elements for celebrating Holy Communion there in your home with us as we do. I'll remind you that our finishing up photography for our pictorial directory is a little over a week away. There are still some available slots for getting your picture made, and we invite you to contact the church or to contact Angie Braun about that. Yesterday, we had our Synod Assembly, and we have a new bishop that opportunity in our Synod. Amanda.
Well, yes, of course, Pastor Gary, I have announcements.
I thought you would.
Yeah, you didn't ask this time.
I'm sorry. I just presumed.
That's okay. You presumed. It's a safe presumption.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that Redeemer is doing right now is collecting school supplies. Now, I know that we don't know exactly what school will look like in the fall when kids will go back to school, how that's going to be, but what I do know is that no matter what way that happens, kids are going to need school supplies. So there is a box in the narthex lobby area of Redeemer that can take any donations for school supplies. You can also drop things off at the outside door if you don't want to come in, and that is just fine. People are willing to come pick things up if you have things that you would like to donate. We're also looking for gently used backpacks as well. So there's a lot of different ways. If you're interested in making a financial contribution and have somebody else go shopping, we can do that too. But school supplies, that'll be distributed through Sharing God's Love and also to our Williamsburg friends. That's our latest outreach project. And I think that's my only announcement.
I think I would suggest that you remind them that we're going to renew the hospital bag thing. Because needs are more so now than ever.
Pastor Gary has reminded me we need to renew our hospital bags. Congregation, y'all have sent in enough to make 115 hospital bags. And those go directly up to the hospital and help cheer up, provide some opportunity for people to know that they're being remembered by people in the community that are in the hospital since they can't have visitors. So if you have magazines, candies, puzzle books, pencils, crayons, those adult coloring books with all the different designs, we will be happy to take any of those to send to our friends that are in the hospital currently. So I think those are all my announcements now, Pastor Gary.
I think those are all your announcements, too.
Okay. Thanks for helping me out.
Sure.
It's a tough morning sometimes.
Yeah. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us now live in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice and mercy. By your Spirit, give us your wisdom, that we may treasure the life that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
You know,
A reading from 1 Kings. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, although I am only a little child. I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this your great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A wealthy Christian was once told by an angel that it was his time to go.
The man asked if an exception could be made to allow him to bring something with him to heaven, and because of his faithfulness, the angel said God would allow him to fill one suitcase with anything he wanted to bring. So he filled his suitcase so full that he could barely zip it closed. It was very heavy, and another angel at the gates of heaven saw him struggling to wheel it toward the gate. The angel stopped him and said, "Hey, look, you can't bring anything with you." To this, the man assured the angel that God had said that he could. Well, since this had never been allowed before, the angel was curious about what this man could have wanted to bring into heaven, so he asked to see what was inside the suitcase. The man laid the suitcase down, unzipped it, and opened it up, and the angel saw that it was filled to the top with gold. Gold bricks, gold jewelry, gold nuggets, all of them packed tight within the suitcase. The angel looked up at the man with a puzzled look on his face and said, "Pavement? Why would anybody bring pavement?" Well, I love that joke. But lots of times when I tell it, people just don't seem to remember that it said that the streets of heaven are paved with gold. But there's something else about this story too. The story reminds us that what we think of as valuable here really doesn't mean much when it counts. Tony Campolo used to like to tell the story of Forest Lawn Cemetery out in California. They specialized in doing elaborate, unusual funerals. And he would tell of the time when a wealthy man chose to be buried sitting behind the wheel of a brand new Cadillac with a $100 cigar in his mouth. And they did it. They used a backhoe to dig the hole and then to fill it all in. And as it was filled in, the backhoe operator was heard to say, "Man, that's really living." Well, no. And again, it shows how our priorities can get all messed up. What we so often think of as valuable really doesn't amount to much. That's part of the message that Jesus is teaching his disciples and the crowds in our gospel reading today. I have to be frank. It's a difficult passage. There are several parables in this passage, each one purporting to tell what the kingdom of God is like. And we have to wonder, how is the kingdom of God like a mustard seed or like some leaven in a flour? Or how is the kingdom of God like a man finding a treasure in a field or like a merchant who found a perfect pearl? It's confusing and hard to grasp. Unless we look at them this way, perhaps. The first two parables speak about growth. You have something small that makes a huge difference, an unexpected difference. Everyone in Israel knew about mustard weeds and how their seed were small, but the plant grew up into a shrub about 5 or 6 feet tall. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, "This grew into a tree so that the birds could nest in it." That's unexpected. And everyone in Israel knew about putting leaven in bread and how it made bread rise. But that's not all that Jesus said. This small amount of leaven managed to act in so much flour that it would have been enough for 100 loaves of bread. That's unexpected. And so a part of what Jesus is saying is that the kingdom of God is like that. in a world where we look to all the wrong things to make a difference in life, it is the kingdom of God that makes the biggest difference of all. And then he tells two other parables. One about a man finding a treasure in a field, and another about a merchant finding a pearl. The man who found the treasure in the field that wasn't his sold everything he had in order to buy the field. And those who heard Jesus would have laughed and laughed and laughed, because a well-known law says that if you found a treasure like that, it reverted to the previous owner. And then there was the merchant who looked day after day for a pearl of great value. And when he found it, he sold everything he had and bought it. And they would have laughed and laughed and laughed again. Because now, how would this man live? How would he buy food? Where would he sleep? But Jesus is telling them that the kingdom of God is so important that all our regular priorities, all the regular things we think are important, all our pavement is nothing compared to the treasure of the kingdom of God and the joy of possessing it. So what does this mean for us? Where you possess the kingdom of God in your life, rejoice and celebrate. Where in your life the kingdom seems small, nurture it so that it grows beyond your wildest imagination. So often, what we think of as valuable here really doesn't amount to much more than pavement. Treasure the kingdom of God and your place in it. That's really living. Amen.
Please join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Most loving God, you pursue a relationship with each of us. You relentlessly reach out to us with your love, grace, and mercy. You call us your children. You give us each breath we take. Help us to recognize your presence all around us. Soften our hearts, lift our eyes, and open our ears to receive your word, your blessings, and your love. And in turn, may the Holy Spirit stir in our hearts to share this good news with all of those around us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of family and community, you surround us with people to support us. You give the example of communal living within yourself. God, the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. You showed us the way to live in peace through the life of Jesus. Open our minds and hearts to reach across ideas, boundaries, and differences for the sake of relationship. Nudge us to find ways to reach out to one another, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of demonstrations seeking justice, even in the midst of the varied vantage points of our world. Lord, in your mercy. God of justice, your love for your creation and your creatures is boundless. You seek to gather all the world to yourself. That includes each and every person. And each and every person has your image within them. They bear the fingerprints of you, O God. Help us to be people that look out into the world for those in need. Let our hearts break with compassion for those that are sick, lonely, judged, scared, grieving, experiencing homelessness, in poverty, and hungry. Let us lift up our personal prayers today as well. Lord, in your mercy. God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, you bless us with the gift of faith. You call us into lives of discipleship, following the way of Jesus. Thank you for the leaders you put forth in the church, the pastors, deacons, and council members, the staff of each synod and churchwide. We pray in particular for our South Carolina Synod, Bishop Herman Yost, as he prepares for retirement, as well as Pastor Jenny Abisher, the new bishop-elect. May they be filled with the Holy Spirit as they make these transitions. May we all be filled with the Holy Spirit as we seek to answer the call you make to each of us, to live love, and serve as Christ does. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And
also with you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
the body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. In peace, serve the Lord.